At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley Banfield and this is Drop Dead Serious. This is an episode that I've been wanting to bring to you for 2 years and I didn't think I was going to be able to. There's such a hole in my heart when it comes to the surviving roommates of the Idaho quadruple murder, Dylan Mortensen and Bethany Funk. For so long, everything about them was held under the gag order. And now that the gag order has been lifted, dribs and drabs of information are coming out. We have heard interviews with Dylan Mortensen. Dylan saw this freaky black-clad man walking through the house. Let's not forget, it was a party house. There were people walking through all the time. She even said it. It's why she didn't freak out and call 911, but she just freaked out like a, you know, 19-year-old-ish student. Female student might, like, sing a monster under your bed. Let me come sleep with you. It was that kind of fear she had. She didn't think a murderer was walking through her house, that's for sure. But we haven't heard from Bethany. She didn't even attend sentencing and instead opted to write out her victim's impact statement and give it to a friend to read. So we have not seen or heard from Bethany Funk. At least we've seen this tiny little snippet from a body cam where the police officers arrived at 1122 King Road the morning of the murders. And you heard a little bit from her, all redacted, her face was covered. But now comes something that is very, very insightful. And look, I know that you guys are pretty much all in my little community and we all feel the same way about the trolls. We're all really upset and angry that they exist, that they're allowed to exist. We don't understand why they do what they do. They attack Dylan. They attack Bethany. They suggest that they're either lazy or idiots or somehow complicit in murder, for Christ's sake. It's all bullshit. You guys are assholes if you're listening. I don't even want you on this podcast. If you're trolls, go away. You've caused immeasurable pain and suffering to kids who are already at their wits' end and whose lives have forever been altered. The rest of you stick around. But now comes another release, Bethany Funk's witness interview. It was just released by the Moscow Police Department. And honestly, guys, it really does pull back the curtain on the truth of what this surviving roommate and the others at 1122 King Road were going through for years. For years, people have speculated so unfairly about these young women, Bethany Funk, Dylan Mortensen, some even suggesting that they had something to do with the murders because they, I don't know, survived, saw something weird in their house that night and got scared. That's not only cruel, it is just flat out wrong. And Bethany's own words now show what investigators have always said, that she was traumatized and terrified and caught in the middle of an unthinkable nightmare. Even as she's giving the interview, I do not think she really knows what happened. You know, she may have known at this point that three of her roommates and Zana's boyfriend were dead and murdered, but I do not think that she knows the extent of it. I don't think she knows what we all now know. There was an absolute slaughterhouse underway while she was on the basement floor of that house. I don't think she had any idea that someone took a K-bar knife. And you know what? For the YouTube audience, I'm going to show you that. I've been keeping this here. It belongs to my friend, Essie Cup, who lent this to me during the duration of this case. For the last 2.5 years, I've had this. It has the knife sheath. If you're listening on the podcast, I have it here. Maybe check out YouTube. You'll see it. But it's the knife sheath and the snap and the actual knife itself. Bethany had no fucking idea that this monster took this knife. and plunged it into her friends dozens and dozens and dozens of times, and left a war zone behind. I mean, we've now seen evidence from the police of how awful the situation was that was left behind. You know, a lot of us choose not to show that. We didn't show it on News Nation, on my show, out of respect for the families. But during this interview, I just don't think that that Bethany Funk knew the extent of the scene from In Cold Blood. And then later at Brian Koberger's sentencing, in Bethany's victim impact statement, which was read in court by, I told you, her friend, Emily Allant, Bethany described the guilt, the survivor's guilt that she carried for not calling police sooner. Oh God, Bethany, please, if you're listening or if anybody could get this to her, you had no idea. You're a kid in college. The worst thing that happens is somebody passes out and barfs and maybe ODs. Oh God, that would be the biggest news ever. Not that a quadruple murderer comes in and slashes your friends to death. That's just not on the bingo card. But she has it. She has the survivor's guilt for not having called the police, even though she now knows it would not have changed anything. Here's Emily Allant reading a little bit of her statement in court.
My name is Bethany Funk, and I was roommates with Maddie, Kaylee, Zanna, and Ethan. I not only lost some of my best friends, but I also lost a sister. Never in a million years would I have thought that something like this would have happened to my closest friends. I thought that we were going to wake up and go upstairs, see them and tell them how they had scared us, and that they were going to tease us about how we are constantly scaredy cats. I make jokes about it as we would go to Taco Bell like always. But sadly, that is not what happened and what turned out to be my worst nightmare. When I first woke up that morning, I had no idea what happened. I woke up around 7 with a terrible toothache, so I called my dad, who is a dentist, and he asked what I should do. He told me to take Advil, so I did, and I went back to sleep. I was still out of it and still didn't know what happened. If I had known, I of course would have called 911 right away. I still carry so much guilt for not knowing what had happened and not calling right away, even though I understand it wouldn't have changed anything, not even if the paramedics had been right outside the door.
This is her interview with the Moscow Police Department. This is Detective Sergeant Dustin Blaker, who's conducting the interview. It's highly redacted. You're going to hear beeps when names and addresses and personal information are mentioned. You can kind of make out when she's talking about Dylan. And you can make out when she's talking about Jack DeCur, who was Kaylee Gonsalves's boyfriend since high school, who they ended up breaking up very amicably. Bethany tells the officer. But there's also, if you're watching on YouTube right now, there's also a digitized blob, for lack of a better term, over her face, and it expands a little bit when there's some telephone data that might be visible in the interview. But with that as your, caveat, take a look.
First and foremost, if you could just take a deep breath for me, okay? I understand this is stressful, okay? All I want to do is try and get an idea of what you heard, what you saw, and any timeline, any information that you can give us so that we can try and figure out what happened, okay? So just take a deep breath for me. I know this isn't going to be easy. We'll kind of go from there, okay? What's your middle initial? Okay. And your last name? Okay. And your date of birth?
2003.
Okay. And you live there at 1122 King Road?
Yeah.
What's the phone number for you? In what state are you in, Nevada?
Nevada.
Do you have your phone here with you?
Okay.
So what we're going to be doing is taking people's phones for a little while. And we're going to try and... So because I don't know if you called anyone or made any phone calls or anything like that. What we do in an investigation like this is we try and collect as much information as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything that might be small, you may not think is important for us to find out what happened,
mm-hmm.
but is very crucial. So taking something off your phone might be extremely useful for us, even if it's something that you don't realize, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll try to get that phone back to you as fast as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that okay with you? Okay. So this is your phone here?
Yeah, can I tell my mom?
That's fine.
Text
your mom real quick. Yep. And then what I'm going to need is your passcode from your phone. Or here between the two of us, we could even turn off your passcode, okay? And what type of... back and try to get a little bit of the timeline, okay? So what did you guys do last night? More specifically, if you were by yourself and not with a group, what
exactly? Ethan was in the house, so was Anna.
So you're with...
One of them is my roommates, and one of them is her boyfriend.
Okay. So you're with Ethan...
And Zana.
Zana?
Mm-hmm.
Can you spell that for me?
X-A-N-Y. Or A-N-A, sorry.
X-A-N-A.
N-A,
okay. Okay, so I'm just trying to... Sometimes it helps me put names together.
Okay.
So you were with Ethan and Zana last night, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And do you know Ethan's last name?
Chapin. I don't know how to spell it.
That's fine. And Zana's last name?
Kernoodle.
Do you know how to spell it?
I think it's K-E-R-N-O. Maybe another O-D-L-E or something like that.
Okay, so you're with them at 6. What time did you guys get the second guys off?
Around 8 something. Maybe 8:30.
So 8:30 p.m.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. And prior to that, were you guys just at your house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you left from your house.
Ethan was at formal because he went with his sister because she didn't have a date. And then we were just hanging out at our house. And then he came over and then we all walked over together.
Okay, so that was You, Ethan, Zanna, was there another person with you? Or just the three of you
Maddie
walked over?
Maddie walked over with us.
Okay, and that's...
Who's Logan. That?
Logan?
Mm-hmm.
Is it M-A-D-D-I-E?
Mm-hmm. Her real name is Madison, though, I believe.
Okay. So you guys all walked over to... You were there about 8:30, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys all pretty much together, or just kind of mingling throughout the house most of the night?
We were all pretty much together, and then Maddie left to go to the club with Kaylee. And then I was with Ethan and Zanna most of the night, but then one of my friends came. Her name is Z, and I hung out with her the rest of the night.
Okay, and who was that?
Her name's Yes.
Can you spell it for me? Okay. And his last name?
I don't know how to pronounce it. And her full name is bigger than that.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have a phone number for her?
Yeah.
It's in the phone. Okay, we can get that in a minute. Okay, so you were with and at that point, Ethan and Zanna were just kind of hanging out still at the house? Okay.
And then I went to our other friend's house.
Okay. What time was that at?
I don't know. Maybe like 12-ish. But that could be wrong.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
And where's that house at?
It's just like up the street. I don't know that address.
Okay, up the street from?
Sigma Chi.
Okay.
Kind of.
So you guys are at Sigma Chi, so you're walking back towards?
We walked back towards my house, and then went up this way.
So like when you got to Taylor Street, you went up? So if you walked all the way from Sigma News.
Or
Sigma Chi, sorry.
Yeah. You know the apartments, the Whites?
Yep, I know the Whites.
It's like that street, that way.
So on Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Do you know roughly where on Taylor? Or does she live maybe on one of the other off streets?
It's on Taylor, but it's like one of the end houses by the intersection. I don't know how to explain it.
Alright. Okay. And whose house is it that you went to?
It's...
This house. How long were you here?
Maybe like 40 minutes.
Okay.
And then I left by myself and went back to my house.
So you walked home maybe around 1-ish?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you see when you got home? During that time period?
We were just hanging out.
Okay. Do you know who else was in the house at that time?
No one.
No one? Just the three of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what? Let's go a little bit more then. What happened next?
Maddie and Kaylee came home from the club. Left.
Maddie and who?
Kaylee.
Okay. And they got home from the club. You know what time that might have been?
One of the cops that was talking to me at the house, like, better times.
That's okay.
I don't really remember right now. Maybe, like, 2-something, 1.
So if you got home around 1, that would have put them
like
getting
1:45, 2, something like that.
So near bar break, if you had to guess?
What?
Like near bar break?
What does that mean?
Bars normally close at 2 o'clock here.
Oh, yeah. They went to Grub Truck after, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. What did you do after that, after Maddie and Kaylee got home?
We all hung out in Kaylee's room for a little. And then talked, and then Maddie and I took Murphy out to pee, the dog. And then I said I was going to go to bed because I was tired. And she said she was going to go to bed too. And then I went to my room. I was getting going to sleep. And she came and knocked and asked if I had Murphy, and I said no. And then I went to bed.
Okay. So what time did you take, do you think you took Murphy out?
I'm like 3:30.
2:30 to 3?
Yeah.
Okay. And where did you normally take Murphy to go to the bathroom?
Just the back door in the kitchen.
So which one is 1122? So if I'm coming up King Road off the Taylor?
It's the big white house at the end.
All the way at the very top on the right?
Well, it's technically on Queen, but the address is King.
Okay. So is it the one that's tucked back as you're going up to 500 Queen Road? Those big apartments? It's kind of tucked back just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you normally go out the back deck then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I know how Cheshire at then. Okay. So you go there. You and Maddie take the dog out.
Mm-hmm.
And then how long do you think that took?
I was out there for maybe like 10 seconds.
Okay. Okay. So then you both come back in. So you and Maddie both come back in.
I came in before she did.
Okay. Did Maddie still have the dog then?
Yes, I think so.
So you went out for a little bit, came back in. Do you know what time Maddie came back in?
Mm-hmm.
And you went straight to bed when you came back in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long after you went in, you went to bed do you think Maddie came in?
Actually, I came in, grabbed some chips, went to my room, and watched a show for a little, and then I went to bed.
What were you watching?
It's called Baby Daddy.
Okay. How long do you think you watched it?
Maybe like 30 minutes.
So one episode maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like a half.
Okay. And did Maddie come in during that show or after?
She just knocked on my door, I think, during and asked if I had Murphy, and I said no.
Okay. Then what happened after that?
I just went to bed. And then I woke up, and I was, like, half asleep, and I thought I saw, like, a firework or something. Like, it just sparkled, like, under my door. And I thought I heard, like, something kind of fall. And then Murphy barked, and I thought people were just making like food, like, and Ethan was here or something and knocked something over because he's usually loud in the kitchen upstairs.
Okay. So what do you mean by you heard a firework?
It sounded like a little firework and then there was like a spark. I went by my, like, I'm on the bottom floor.
Okay.
And so it kind of looked like it came down there, but I don't know.
So is Murphy your dog?
Kaylee's dog.
Kaylee's dog?
Kaylee and her ex-boyfriend's dog.
Okay. So you heard Murphy bark right after you heard what you thought was a firecracker?
Yeah, something like that. But he like, I don't know, dogs bark at random things. And sometimes when he's happy, he'll bark.
Okay. It didn't sound like an angry growl or anything like that, just a bark?
I don't really know. I was like half asleep.
Okay.
It just sounded like a bark.
So, hear the firework, kind of see a spark underneath the door, mm-hmm. Murphy barks. What did you hear after that?
Pretty much nothing.
Nothing.
That's
after.
It.
Okay. And you thought maybe someone was just in the kitchen at that point?
Yeah, just like someone accidentally fell into the table or something.
Okay.
And she was like with Murphy.
Do you know about what time that might have been? Do you have any
like
idea?
Like 4 or something. I tried to call all the, at like 4:20-ish. around that time and no one was answering. I thought they just went to bed or something.
Okay. What happened after that?
My called me and she said she thinks she saw someone. And I didn't know, like, really what to think of it, because sometimes we think we hear things a lot in the house, but it's usually just Ethan walking around. But she came, I told her to come in my room, and she could sleep with me, and we could lock the door, and just stay in there, just in case if there was anything, and that's all I know. And then I fell back asleep.
You didn't hear anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. No one else talking?
Didn't hear something.
Okay. Did make it to your room then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what time do you think she got in your room?
Around like 4:20, 4:30.
Okay, about the same time?
Yeah.
Where's her room located to yours?
I'm the only one on the bottom floor, okay. Right by the front door.
Okay.
And then you go up the stairs, and it's Xana's room, and Xana's room, the kitchen, and then upstairs is Maddie and Kaylee's room.
Okay, and where's the room?
Right by the kitchen.
Right by the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did she say anything to you when she got into the room?
She said she thought she saw a man, but I didn't know what to think of it. I was like, still half asleep, and I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know.
Okay.
It didn't sound like I didn't hear screams, I didn't hear anything. I didn't really know.
Okay. Okay. And obviously she didn't say anything more than she just saw someone. Bed then, if I'm looking at the right house, you have a parking lot, front door, and your bedroom's just to the right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's where you slept from by the time you finally got into your room around 4-ish or so. Actually, before that.
Mm-hmm. Like 3-something.
Yeah. So you were in there sleeping. Okay. Dylan got to your room maybe somewhere around 4:20-ish, but Dylan was already home at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that Maddie and Kaylee were home. Do you know when anyone else in the house got home?
I don't know when Xana or Ethan got home. I didn't hear them come in or anything.
Okay. Okay. And the last time you saw Xana and Ethan was at the Sigma Chi's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, did you see anything weird at the party there at this?
Just normal.
Okay, and since how the way the are set up, where everyone hanging out primarily up in the main common room area, where most people hanging out in individual rooms and stuff like that.
It's a little bit of a mixture. At first, it was in the, like, apartments, and then it was the main room.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, as I was leaving, I wanted to grab a backpack from our friend's room, and Xana and Ethan were sitting on the couch, just listening to music.
Okay.
And
that was up in the main room, or that was in
somewhere? That was in an apartment.
That was in an apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you hear of anything that happened to anybody?
Mm-mm.
Was there anyone strange or odd hanging around the party?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you know of anybody in your house that has an issue with anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Any ex-boyfriends? Anything like that?
Mm-hmm. All their ex-boyfriends are really nice and they still are good friends.
Okay. Have you ever had any of your roommates complain about anyone stalking them?
Mm-mm. Once though, Kaylee said when everyone was like gone, me and Dylan were at the sorority house for a meeting, and it was only Kaylee, and she was taking Murphy out to pee. This was a while ago, and she said she swears she saw someone staring at her while she was taking the dog out to pee from the backyard.
Remember how long ago that was?
maybe like a month. She could see like a man silhouette like staring at her.
You think it was about a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
Did Kaylee have any issues with anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. None of them have made any comments or statements of anyone trying to, you know, come onto them or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And you said that all of the ex-boyfriends and that, they're all normally very nice and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Are any of them fairly recent breakups?
One, but...
Like I said, every little bit helps. So what is, can you give me a little information on that one?
His name's He lives...
Like, okay. Where does he live?
Down the street.
On Taylor?
On King, I think.
Okay.
And he and Kaylee share Murphy.
Okay.
And they dated for 7 years.
And that's and Kaylee?
Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
And they dated for 7 years?
Something like that. Since high school. Their families are really close too.
Okay. And they shared Murphy?
Mm-hmm. I think.
Okay. How long did they break up?
Maybe like 3 months. Or something. But they're still on really good terms.
Do you know why they broke up?
She was gonna move to like Texas.
Where's Kaylee from?
Portland.
Seen anyone else lately?
Not really that I know of.
Okay. Do you know when she was going to move to Texas?
After the semester. But then apparently she wasn't going to anymore. I don't know.
Do you know what changed your mind?
I think she wanted to stay here with all of us.
For me to know. And you might remember things later. That's very much, very normal, okay? If you think you remember anything else, please reach back out to us and we'll bring you back in and we'll get that information, okay? Just gonna go back through my notes real quick before I have to go, okay? You don't remember Kaylee's last name?
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez?
Yeah, Gonzalez.
Okay, can you spell it for me?
I don't know how to spell
it. Oh, that's right, sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay. Okay. Very much thank you for sitting down with me, okay? I'm going to take you back to the other room so you can be with your friends, all right? Are you sure there's nothing else?
So there you have it. If you watch that and you still feel that that kid wasn't just a scared little girl. I mean, look, I went to college at 17 and I lived in a house with 9 people. There were 5 guys and 4 girls. And when something went bump in the night, I'd yell, Darren, Tim, can you check it? I'm scared. I mean, I was drama queen, and that's what you are at this age. She's like 19 or maybe 20. And they're young and immature. They're college girls. And to hold them responsible for being afraid of what went bump in the night, but not afraid that there was a murderer in their house. I mean, to hold them accountable is just cruel. You do not deserve to be on social media. You don't deserve to have a voice. You're not in the flock. You're not in this group here. You're not with my community. And you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of what you've done to Bethany. Really feel for that girl. I am praying that she's recaptured some sort of normalcy in her life, that she's got a good supportive family, and that she can live to her fullest potential. Although I'm going to be honest, living through that, her fullest potential was lost. I think that's fair to say. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for letting me go on and on about this. I'm passionate about it. It's near and dear to my heart. I'm Ashley Banfield. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And remember, the truth isn't just serious, it's drop dead serious.